The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services reports the percentage of large firms providing workers with retiree health coverage has dropped drastically. To shore up that coverage, the feds are providing funds to private business along with state and local governments. Racine County applied and was accepted for the program. Doug Stanzel is the county's finance director.
We were very happy to get this notification. The calculation of what we might be eligible for is complicated, so we're going to be working on this and running reports to try to identify what we might be eligible to receive.
The county won't get full reimbursement. There's a high and low limit in what the feds will pay, and it's only for expenses after June 1st of this year. But for governments and companies that have lots of early retirees, it can help. Stanzel says former employees of Racine County pay anywhere from 5% for retirement health benefits to 50%. So the employer's share can add up, depending on who can retire early and how much time they have on the job.
Protective employees, deputies, can retire as early as age 50. They become eligible for this early retirement benefit. And under the state pension program, all other employees can get an early retirement as early as age 55.
Federal officials say applications for early retirement benefit money came from all sectors, schools, businesses, unions, and local governments. Shumane Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.